Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Our scripture for today is Colossians 3, verses 12 through 15. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. It can be hard to stay centered in and focused on love when the chatter all around us seems to be just the opposite. The world is noisy and loud, filled with sounds of turmoil, negativity, and hate. Wars and rumors of wars abound. But we must stop right there. We must refocus. Colossians 3, verse 2 tells us to set our minds on things above. I believe that means not only on God above, but on thoughts that are above the negativity and turmoil we generally hear. To set our minds on things above, we will need space to stand apart from the fray. Quiet space to pray and to listen to God. That quiet time and space with God will allow Him to teach us how to love as He does. To love even the ones we don't like very much. And time to put on those virtues of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience mentioned in today's Bible verse. We may be overwhelmed by the noise of constant news, opinions, and experts, but we must be examples of a different way of operating in such a busy, noisy world. We must learn to follow the way our scripture directs us instead of jumping into the ugly negative fray of hate speech, anger, and violence. We must turn away from the world and turn toward God. God is love. Jesus modeled the way for us. He turned the other cheek. He forgave those torturing him. He prayed, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." But we must know what we do. It is going to take time, quiet time, focus. Refocus on love. Change. Change of heart so as not to give anger for anger or hate for hate. Time to give love to the people we don't like. God will help us to clothe ourselves with the accessories we need. Compassion. Kindness. Humility, gentleness, forgiveness, and patience. But we will need prayer, self-control, and personal willpower, fueled by God's love. And most of all, we will need a constant attitude of love, fueled by God's love. Will you pray with me? Father, Forgive them. They know not what they do. This must be our constant prayer, Lord, as we walk through our day. Help us develop a habit of this prayer. Help us make it our constant mantra in our overloaded world. Father, forgive them. I'm sure you will help us feel much better when we are walking around wrapped in love instead of fear, anger, and hate. Love feels good. Let's walk in love today. Help us, Lord, and in all our tomorrows. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Today's podcast was written and read by Bernice Howard.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.